and welcome to the ICIS Europe Chemical Update podcast, where we discuss the latest market news. I'm Nick Cleave, and with me today is Pavle Popovic, editor of the Europe Isocyanates and Polyols report. In this podcast, we'll be talking about the tightness of the markets Pav covers, as well as the March contract settlements for crude MDI, pure MDI, TDI, and polyols. So, I believe that all four products faced quite a turbulent 2016. Is that still the case in 2017? And did that play any part in the March contract negotiations?
Thanks, Nick. Yeah, you're right. There was quite a tightness in pretty much all of these markets last year. So you'll find with crude MDI or methyl diphenyl diisocyanate that there were actually there was a Huntsman sales control and Covestro had a force majeure on its MDI production towards the end of last year. Both companies did return back to full production in December 2016, so that helped alleviate those markets for the start of 2017. With TDI, toluene diisocyanate, and polyols, there was also a force majeure by Covestro at the end of last year, with the company returning back to full production again at the end of the year. So those markets were in a better situation at the start of this year, apart from TDI, where BASF's Ludwigshafen plant had actually a technical defect in November 2016, and it still hasn't come back online fully. Those markets were better, and there were indications of improvements within the markets in prices, actually. Okay, pure MDI you'll find did go up in price in January and February, but that's slightly because production issues took a while to filter down to those markets. With crude MDI, you'll find that January and February contracts actually rolled over, so that's actually an indication that the situation had improved. While with TDI prices, they did go up in January, but in February, a lot of players were saying that actually, you know, supply was in a lot better situation than it was the year before, and therefore increases were much less varied than they had been previously. Polyols, that was a different story. Even though there was a production issue in December of last year, they were actually quite long throughout most of the year, and that was partly because TDI and polyols combined to make flex foam, right? So if TDI was short, you couldn't sell polyols as easily, but because TDI's availability actually eased in February this year, that meant polyols could finally push their prices up as well, and you'll find that in February, the contract firmed.
So the situation has stabilized a bit then?
It kind of has. It did at the start of the year. I think by March, we've actually seen a slight reversal. On the one hand, polyols has continued to actually increase its price, and that's because of upstream propylene pressure. There's been a lot of upstream pressure in the past year for that market. But on the other hand, you see that actually BASF announced in February that it would actually only continue full production at its Ludwigshafen plant next year. It wouldn't finish repairs until 2018. They said that they would reopen the plant at reduced rates, but that was only in the coming weeks. So that shocked a lot of TDI players, I think. And you'll see that the market was also tight again in March. That was also probably because of larger amount of exports leaving the TDI market from Europe, because TDI's price was very competitive globally. With crude MDI, you'll find tightness for the same reason. There was a lot more exports within March, again because the domestic price was so competitive. But alongside that, there's also an upcoming turnaround, or there was a scheduled turnaround at Huntsman's MDI plant in Rotterdam, which was scheduled from mid-March to kind of end of April, about 37 days. At the time of this recording, that they haven't confirmed that's begun or not, but that was the original plan. Pure MDI actually now seems to reflect the crude MDI market in the sense that it's also tight for the same reason the crude MDI market's tight.
So what effect has this had on the March contracts?
Well, increases pretty much all across the board, really. So you find that pure and crude MDI went up by about 150 euros per ton on both ends of the price range, while TDI went up by about 50 euros on the lower end, with polyols increasing by 50 euros on both ends. So it's you can definitely see now that this tightness in the crude, pure MDI market as well as the TDI market has actually filtered down to prices once more.
Thank you very much for explaining that, Pav. Please join us again for the next instalment of the ICIS Europe Chemical Update. We'll catch up with all the latest news on the ICIS dashboard. For ICIS here in London, I'm Nick Cleave.